This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Afternoons on the Score.
Is that your station?
I don't know.
Amazing. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs and Mark Grody. I'm out here in Arizona doing the game tomorrow. Looking at the box score from the completed game at Camelback today, Mark, where the Cubs put up 12 runs on the Dodgers. Championship!
Hell yeah!
12-4, your final. Big home run for Gage Workman. Gage Workman, my way back to you, babe. The Rule 5 pick.
Yes.
That the Cubs picked up, 25-year-old. I like when you say yes. Reese McGuire left the parking lot long enough to have a good offensive day for the Cubs at the catcher position.
Oh, my.
Michael Busch homered. He had 2 for 3.
Yeah, Michael Busch homered. He also hit a line drive off the head of the Dodgers pitcher, Bobby Miller, which was apparently a terrifying moment. And Bobby Miller did leave under his own power, but that's always a scary thing.
You know what I like seeing, Spiegel? Alcantara.
Kevin Alcantara with a couple of ribs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's a name that came from the Anthony Rizzo trade. Alexander Canario is a name that came from the Chris Bryant trade. He was designated for assignment today. Within the last hour, the Cubs designated Alexander Canario for assignment. He was out of options.
Not a surprise.
And that's a guy, he actually was getting some reps at first base. It's a football term. They were trying to figure out if there was a spot for him, and they've decided that there is not. So that means that Bryant trade, Caleb Killian still might have some utility, but and then Alexander Canario was kind of the headliner of it, and you don't end up with much. But on the good news, Chris Bryant isn't much, frankly.
No. It's not like he gotcha or anything like that. Yeah. Did you see who played shortstop for the Cubs today?
Nicky Lopez
playing shortstop today. He was 1 for 2 with
Mark Brody, your haircut has been a topic in pre-show meetings and in conversation.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very short on the sides, but that is a style of the times.
I went out to dinner with a friend. The first thing he said, he said, what, did you join the military? What's going on with that hair? I don't typically actually get it, this. So I got my hair cut last week, and it was one of those like last second things. I had like a half an hour to get to the place. I went to a Sport Clips in my neighborhood, walked in a half an hour before closing, hoping to get a cut, certainly not expecting to get a haircut because there's people who probably were ahead of me, and I was thinking, let me just try and get a haircut. So I walk in, and the lady immediately was like, "Hey, you made it." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And I just thought she was being fun and friendly. And she said, "Come on over. Come on, sit down. Uh-huh. Take a seat." And I'm like, "Oh, you don't need me to like sign in or do anything?" "No, come on. We're about to close. We got a meeting here at 4 o'clock. Uh-oh. So we wanted to get you in." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. That's awesome." So she puts the little cape on and the whole thing. And
the little cape?
Yeah.
Cape. I think it's more of an apron than it is a cape.
Apron,
right?
Yeah. Or smock.
It's, the front.
It's like kind of a
sure.
smock.
Depends how you wear it.
More of a smock. And she goes, you're doing the 0 to 1 again? Is that what you're thinking about?" And I was thinking in my head, I usually go like a high, like a 5, I think. I go, "You know what?" I said, I don't, "You know what? Let's be creative. Yeah, give me the 0 to 1, whatever that is." And so she's going at it. She's like buzzing me up. And she's like, "You good? Like, did you want to round it here, Benjamin?" And I go, "Oh, no, that's cool. No, that's whatever." I let the Benjamin thing go. I was like, "It's not worth it."
You shouldn't have.
I didn't. I was just like, "It's not worth it right now. I don't feel
that's
like
a red flag.
I don't
that's
feel like saying flag. My name is Mark. We don't need to." Like, I didn't want to make her feel bad. So I just said, "Yeah," I just went with Benjamin. And then a little while later, a gentleman walks in named Benjamin, hoping to get his haircut.
He made it.
He made it. So the real, while I'm getting Benjamin's haircut, the real Benjamin walks in, and the real Benjamin was a little dismayed that he had to wait because he was the guy who went out of his way to make an appointment to get the last haircut of the day. So yeah. I became a nuisance to the people, to the hair artists who were cutting my hair. They had to do an extra haircut, but I didn't know.
You got Benjamin's haircut. Not only his appointment, but you got his preset settings. You're going to go in between the 0 and the 1 again? You got Benjamin's.
You think about an inch off the top again? I'm like, yeah, let's go.
All right, Mark, so a couple important questions here. Was Benjamin on time or was he late?
I don't know.
All right, if he was late, that's your haircut. No problem.
Question number two. Right.
Had you been to this Sport Clips before?
I had been, which is part of what was going on in my brain.
Okay.
Like, maybe they remembered me from the last time I was here, but I certainly didn't get a 0 to 1.
I was hoping your answer would be no, so I could ask you, so why?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Why did you think you'd have a regular haircut? at the place you'd never been to before.
Okay, yeah. I don't think Shane, honestly, I was just rolling with it. I was just so happy they were seating me.
Of course you were.
Right.
Of course you were. And you're just getting a haircut. Doesn't matter if it's yours or if it's Benjamin's.
Right. The second Benjamin reference, I was like, oh, this ain't my haircut.
But I'm imagining you like you're like walking down the street and like Benjamin's girlfriend sees you coming and is like, is that Benjamin? Oh no, it's just somebody else with his haircut.
I will say, like, they might have thought I was Benjamin. Benjamin's a very handsome man. And yeah, so Benjamin and I walked out of there with the same haircut. Yeah,
I see you guys later. You're making out like, boy, he doesn't kiss like Benjamin, but that really is his haircut.
Next time I go, do I just say, give me the Benjamin? I mean,
it looks good. This should be your haircut. No joking around with you there.
Honestly, it was time. For some reason, I've always left my hair longer.
Yeah. No.
Probably because I've got too much forehead showing these days. I need some of that hair product you're talking about, Spiegel.
Yeah, the advanced FUE.
You're the guy with the good hair selling the hair. Yeah,
I am. It's true. Somewhere Benjamin's walking around with your haircut, and I wonder how his day's going. That's what I'm thinking.
All
right, so I'm told there's a traitor in our midst. We've been talking about the Four Nations hockey tonight with the Americans and the Canadians battling in Boston. Should be great fun. And I don't know who it is, but somebody is rooting for the wrong country.
I think that Canada beats the U.S. 4-3.
So apparently Vegas Haw has checked Hockey Haw, and that's why we've got Canada, huh?
I think that's probably true.
Okay.
I think that's probably true. I have not seen them in the same room at the same time.
I think it's a love of things. I think it's anti-American.
It's not anti-American.
I feel like it is.
This is tapping into my inner hockey self.
Feel free to broadcast from the 51st state tomorrow, David.
I'm not going to be allowed in.
Our guy.
My ID will suddenly not work.
Let's get to Jason. Jason has a comment to make. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, I was on Ancestry.com looking at the Haw family name, and it appears between 1840 and 1920, the Haw family name was found in the UK and Canada, primarily those regions. Anyways, I didn't know if 670 ran a background check. We're very familiar with the Haw name in Indiana with, North Judson and Muncie. But just making sure he is a legal citizen and just wanted to see if we know any more about David Haw.
Wow. What are you talking about?
Oh, God. He nailed that.
Very good, Haw.
He nailed that.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
It's reminiscent of Martin Short being called out and then on the SNL, and then the ICE agents have to come out and grab David Haw and drag him away.
Oh, man.
I'll name names. I will name names.
Is this Haw? Haw, oh. That was so good. Yes.
Oh, Justin.
Unbelievable. Morning, Haw. Morning, Molly.
Morning.
Morning, clock.
Morning, Molly.
Morning, phone. Morning, paper. Morning, pen.
Morning, Prime Minister.
Morning, syrup. Morning, snack pack.
Morning, moose.
Morning, Tim Hortons.
Morning, Biggs. Morning, bread.
Morning, free healthcare.
Oh, David.
My God.
Morning, Eddie.
Guys, this has been fun. This has been a delight. Thanks for carrying me on a travel day. Thank you to everybody out here in Arizona at Odyssey Arizona. Chris Hernandez and others have been a wonderful host to me here as we figured out how to get on the air, which was a really nice touch. Thank you to Mitch Rosen for...
I thought they were great, though.
They were.
It's a good touch, though. You're right.
Yeah. I just think that's an important part of being great, and it's actually how it went.
We want to offer to put you on the air.
Yeah. You know, I will take you up on that offer. Thank you to Mitch, and happy anniversary. Thank you to Ryan Porth for everything that he does. Thank you to our guests that were on the show today. Jeremy Roenick was terrific. And if you missed Jeremy Roenick, it's going to be coming your way at the top of the hour right here on The Score. Also on the show today was Matt Miller, the NFL draft scout himself, and my partner in the growth of Gawagi. Got to send him a hat full of pastrami, if I remember correctly how that segment actually went. Shane Reardon does a great job executively producing this thing. Chris Tannehill is wonderful, as we know, and we appreciate him. Mark Grody, you're a joy. Thank you, buddy. Been a great, great week.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, man. You will man the ship tomorrow after the ball game. Me, I'm doing the ball game.
Stretch,
with Ron Coomer.
Stretch the game, Speak. Stretch the game.
A 2-hour post game for a spring training game. If that's what you want, Groats, then you know, maybe somebody else will do it.
I got it. We'll have fun tomorrow after you speak. And I hope have fun tomorrow, dude. You'll be
great, as usual.
Hey,
man, I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks so much. Thanks to everybody for listening. We appreciate you on the Spiegel and Holmes Show here on 670 The Score.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.